From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. America's top intelligence chiefs have warned lawmakers the U.S. is under constant cyber attack from a host of countries. Dan Coats is director of national intelligence.
The United States is under attack. Under attack by entities that are using cyber to penetrate virtually every major action that takes place in the United States.
Coats cited Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran, as well as other states, terror organizations, transnational criminal groups, and individuals who he said use cyber operations to achieve what he called their strategic and malign objectives. Coats, citing Russian meddling in the 2016 election, said they're at it again this year.
There should be no doubt that Russia perceived that its past efforts as successful and views the 2018 U.S. midterm elections as a potential target for Russian influence operations.
He said such persistent and disruptive cyber operations attempt to undermine democracy in both the U.S. and Europe. Russia has denied such interference. Coates also warned time is running out for the U.S. to act on the nuclear threat posed by North Korea. He forecast more nuclear tests this year, described Pyongyang as a potential existential threat. South Africa's ruling African National Congress has ordered President Jacob Zuma to step down, but gave no timeline to do so. Ace Magashule is the ANC's Secretary General.
When we recall our deployee, we expect our deployee to do what the organization expects him to do. So I don't know what will happen, but let's leave it to President Jacob Zuma.
75-year-old Zuma, plagued by years of corruption allegations, has indicated he'll respond to the order by Wednesday. The party said his continued presence could erode the renewed hope and confidence among South Africans. This is VOA.